Our AccuWeather forecast says windy with snow showers developing, high around 37. We've got a winter weather and wind advisory in effect for southeast Wisconsin as of noon up until midnight tonight. Racine police are indicating that a shots fired call from Monday night turned into an attempted homicide investigation for the 1800 block of Franklin Street. That's where a home was hit by multiple bullets. Nobody inside got hurt. Lieutenant Alday says a 19-year-old man, though, did show up at the emergency room at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center, a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Victim was first stabilized, then taken up to Frederick Hospital. Police did do a canvass of the neighborhood, looking for evidence and witnesses. Now they're asking for anybody who might have some additional information to give them a call at their investigative unit or through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Kenosha police investigating some recent vandalism at the Washington Park Pool concession building. Reports indicate 7 lights on that facility were broken, graffiti also spray-painted on the back side of the building. Anyone with information to help find out who did it is asked to call Kenosha police or anonymously go through Kenosha area Crime Stoppers. Madison is one of the best state capitals in which to live nationwide. A Wallet Hub study ranking the best and worst state capitals, listing Madison in 4th place with Austin, Texas, number 1. All 50 state capitals in the report have the best things an ideal city has to offer, like affordability, education standards, and overall quality of life. Madison showing up first in the categories of education and health. And a program on fermenting will start at 6:30 Thursday night, part of the community outreach program at Wilmot High School. Participants will learn the difference between pickling and fermentation and the health benefits which accompany these foods. Students will be preparing 3 recipes to take home: sauerkraut, dilly carrots, and half-sour pickles. There's more information at 262-862-2351, extension 318, or just go online to WilmotHighSchool.com, click on the Community tab, and then go to Community Outreach. The recently announced Gateway Promise program to help students with the cost of higher education continues to be applauded by officials within the community. Racine County Board Supervisor Bob Miller among the latest.
It is to open the doors even further to people who want to improve themselves by making sure finances will not be a barrier to them going to Gateway. And since we have among our members Vice Chairman Zena Richards on the Gateway Board, I just wanted to commend her for working to open the doors of education further. It sounds like an excellent program.
County Board Vice Chair Pamela Zena Richards telling her colleagues that as a member of the Gateway Board, in her words, this was an easy thing to approve.
This is not taxpayer dollars. This is all privately funded. We have raised $1.5 million. Our goal is $3 million. to get this program off and running. And I was there last week when we announced this, and I will tell you the excitement made my heart beat faster.
Almost a third of the Gateway Promise program's donated endowment funding thus far is from the S.C. Johnson family, including company's top executive, Fisk Johnson. Madison Parking and Transit Commission officials are considering an increase in the parking rates for the first time in 4 years, which, if approved, would begin in June. The biggest difference would be on the downtown streets of Madison, where the hourly rate would go up to $2. Rates would also increase to $1.80 at the Government East Garage, to $1.10 at the Overture Center Garage, and would cost $7 more per year for residential parking permits. And Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice candidate Ann Walsh Bradley is urging Governor Walker to allow the use of veterans' ID cards to vote after her uncle, who fought at Iwo Jima, was not able to cast a ballot in last week's primary election. In her message to the governor, Justice Bradley wrote, "It makes no sense to me that this proud patriot with a veteran's card displaying his photograph would be turned away from the polls and denied the right to vote." Legislature, of course, approved the legal IDs allowed for voting, and the governor signed the bill. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 32-year-old Sturtevant resident Kristen Gleason with public assistance fraud and making false statements to receive that assistance, which are both felonies. Criminal complaint says she got almost $25,000 from the food share, child care, and medical assistance programs. That despite living with her children's father and not reporting his income to help determine eligibility. If convicted, she faces up to 16 years in prison plus fines. Wisconsin is one of 8 states in which macadamia nuts sold by Iowa-based Hy-Vee Incorporated are possibly contaminated with salmonella and which are now being recalled. These are 2-ounce bags of macadamia nuts. They're blue-colored plastic bags. The nuts in question sold between July 2nd of last year and this February 3rd at retailers. To date, no illnesses have been reported. When she was on the Racine Council, Melissa Caprelli and Becker led the charge for the city's participation in what was called America in Bloom, a beautification competition. And now she's back promoting Communities in Bloom, which goes beyond U.S. borders. She told the county board in Racine last night there are six criteria by which a community is judged, including floral displays and tidiness.
Within each of those criteria, they judge us on what are the municipalities doing? What are their policies? They judge us on what are businesses doing? What are residents doing? And what is the community doing as a whole for community involvement? How are we working together? So very extensive.
A number of students have joined the effort. Dane from Walden School explaining their effort to spruce up some of the windows on downtown Racine buildings.
So when judges come through the downtown Racine, they can see all this beautiful artwork and see how beautiful our town is, but it's not just for them, it's for the people of Racine and the people that live there too. It's not just for, because judges are coming here.
Anybody who's interested in joining the Racine Area Communities in Bloom effort can send an email to discoverracine@gmail.com. City of Racine Plan Commission is meeting this afternoon. That agenda includes a rezoning request for part of the Machinery Row project along the Root River, for which talk could soon become action. Iowa-based Financial District Properties needs four parcels along Water Street rezoned from General Industrial to Central Business District using the city's Flex Overlay. Also being requested, a conditional use permit for the mixed-use development of commercial, residential, recreational, and other compatible uses. FDI is looking to start demolition work on a couple of former Case Company buildings now that issues related to some recent tenants there appear to have been resolved for good. This project itself includes millions of dollars from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, as well as state historic tax credits. It's a 24/7 Wall Street survey. It compared salaries, the percentage of people with a bachelor's degree, population growth, unemployment rates, and 46 other criteria for this report on the best states in which to do business. It says number one is Utah, Minnesota is fifth, Iowa 19th, Michigan 29th, Wisconsin 33rd, Illinois 37th. The Tax Foundation's Tax Climate Index has Wisconsin corporations subject to one of the heaviest tax burdens in the country. And private citizens in the state also heavily taxed, the typical resident paying 11% of their income on state and local taxes. That is the fifth largest portion of any state. Now, the report also adds that high taxes are partially contributing to Wisconsin's healthy infrastructure, and that tends to augment business activity. Five people from the Madison area jailed in Rock County reference a counterfeit cash ring that law enforcement believe stretched from southern Wisconsin to northern Illinois. Four of the five allegedly passing counterfeit $100 bills with the same serial number at a handful of stores in Janesville Tuesday night, the same as with bills passed in Sauk and Dane counties over the past couple of months. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.